Praise the Lord. Last week, for the words spoken by a brother.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的感觉是怎么样。
I don't know what is the feeling of the saint.
在这个礼拜里面，我都很紧张。
But in this week, I'm very tense. Thank you.
因为我很怕在上个主日里面，我里面所得到的那个丰富会被漏掉。
Because I feel that the riches that I gained last week might leak off.
不是紧张这礼拜要讲到。
Not being anxious of what I will speak today.
当然那个后来也是会紧张。
But surely I will be anxious also.
但是我有一个很深的一个感觉。
But I have a,
当神话语出来的时候是一个很深。
But I have a feeling when the word of the Lord comes out is so rich.
那个感觉在我们的里面呢好像尝到了新耶路撒冷的味道。
The feeling I have is like I have tasted, I had a foretaste of the New Jerusalem.
但很重要的一件事是怎么样能够保持我们所得到的。
But the most important thing is how can we maintain what we have gained.
如果我们不能保持我们所得到的话，
If we cannot maintain what we have gained,
那就是每个礼拜保罗来讲到也没有用。
Even if every week the Apostle Paul will come and speak to us and of no use.
如果我们能够保持的话，
But if we can maintain,
那不管是任何一个弟兄在这里释放的话语
，No matter what, who is the one who will speak to us,
我们一点一点把神的话都保持在我们的里面的话
，We maintain all the words of the Lord inside of us.
我们这个人必定要改变。
Then we, this person will change.
所以我实在盼望，当我们听到主的话语的时候，我们有一个心。
I hope that if we hear the word of the Lord, we have a heart.
我们要成为那个器皿。
We have a heart that we will become the vessel.
那个器皿是能够盛装主的话。
A vessel that will contain the words of the Lord.
这个器皿不是一个有裂缝的器皿。
This vessel is not with a vessel with a leak.
这个器皿不是一个会漏的器皿。
This vessel is not a vessel that will leak.
在我在思想这个礼拜应当与弟兄姊妹交通什么话语的时候。
When I was meditating on what I will share with the saints,
一直有这个思想就是神的器皿。
I had always this thing in my mind, which is God's vessel.
那照理说在弟兄交通了以后呢，我再讲器皿是很不容易的。
After the brother spoken already concerning vessel, then I will speak again concerning the vessel. It will not be very easy.
有什么我还能够再加上去的
？What will I add more concerning this matter?
但是今天我的负担。不是要让弟兄姊妹再加上一点知识。
My burden today is not to add more knowledge concerning the matter of vessel.
而是我们能够加深一点对器皿的负担。
But we will add more burden concerning vessel.
我们一起来读一些圣经。
Let's read some portion of the word.
出埃及记25章。
Exodus chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记25章。我们今天弟兄姊妹要把我们的宝剑呢预备好，我们今天要读很多圣经。
We should share all our Bible because we read a lot of verses today.
保罗说我们都是基督的精兵。
Everyone of Paul said we are a soldier of Christ.
基督的精兵无论到哪里去都要带着宝剑。
A soldier of Christ, everywhere he goes, should bring his instrument.
不但会带着宝剑，还会用那个宝剑。
Not only he will bring his armor, he will also know how to use his armor. Sword.
25章。
Chapter 25,
我们念第一节、第二节、第八节、第九节。
Chapter 25, verse 1,
2,
2, 8 and 9.
好，我们一起来。耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”第八节，又当为我造圣所。使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我指示的样式。这里我请弟兄姊妹特别注意的一个字、一个词，就是那个器具。
Pay attention concerning the instrument. Or the furnishing.
这里这个器具实在应该翻成器皿。
The furnishing in verse 9 should be translated as vessel.
换一句话说。在帐幕里面，所有一切的东西都是器皿。
All the things in the tabernacle are vessels.
不单是那个金灯台是器皿。
Not only the golden lampstand is a vessel.
不单是那个陈设饼的桌子是一个器皿。
Not only the silver table is a vessel.
不单是那个祭坛是一个器皿。
Not only the altar is a vessel.
就算是那会幕里面的一块布也是器皿。
Even the piece of cloth in the tabernacle is a vessel.
那一个门栓也是器皿。
Even a doorknob is a vessel.
所以说为制造帐幕和其中一切的器皿。
He said, all the pattern of all the furnishing in the tabernacle.
非常有意思，在这个希腊的字里面
，in the Greek，
这个帐幕和这个器皿两个字是同意思。
The word tabernacle and the word vessel are of the same are synonymous.
非常特别。
Synonym.
为什么帐幕跟器皿是个同义字呢
？How come the tabernacle and the vessel are synonymous？
因为这个帐幕就是一个器皿。
Because the tabernacle itself is a vessel。
这个整个这个会幕呢，就是一个器皿。
The whole tabernacle is a vessel。
这个器皿乃是神永远的那个目的。
This tabernacle is the purpose of God。
所以我们可以这样说，这个神在永恒的里面，他的心意是有一个器皿。
In his eternal plan, he had a purpose to is to have a vessel.
但是呢，这个器皿呢，里面呢，又有许许多多的小的器皿。
And this big vessel inside of it has a lot of small vessels.
为了要达成神永远的这个旨意
，in order to obtain his accomplish his eternal purpose,
神要用许许多多这个小的器皿。
He will use a lot of small vessels.
用了这些小的器皿来完成那个大的器皿。
Using these small vessels to accomplish this big vessel.
这就是我们今天所重视的这一件事。
This is the thing that we give importance of.
虽然神永远的旨意是一个伟大的旨意。
Even though his eternal purpose is a great purpose.
但是那个旨意不能完成，除非他能得着你我这个心。
But this great purpose cannot be accomplished unless he gains you and me.
神是一个全能的神。
Our God is a mighty God.
但是这个神有一个非常特别的一个点
，But he has a very special point.
他就是愿意受那个器皿的限制。
God wanted to be limited by his vessel.
太特别啊
，very special.
神可以做任何一件事
，he can do anything.
但是他愿意接受这个器皿的限制。
But he wanted to be limited by his vessel.
当以利沙有一次他遇到一个寡妇
，When Elijah meets a widow.
这个寡妇说我的丈夫死了仍然要把我的孩子拿去。
He said my husband has died and people want to take away my son.
那以利沙说你有什么
Elijah said, what do you have?
他说我有一瓶油。
I have a bottle of oil.
那以利沙说你去借器皿。
Then Elijah said, go and buy all vessels.
这个寡妇跟他的两个儿子就去借了很多很多的器皿。
The widow and his two sons bought a lot of vessels.
把那个房子都摆满了
，and he filled the whole house with vessels.
然后以利沙说，拿你的那一瓶油来倒。
He said, get that bottle of oil and fill the vessel.
他们一直倒呢，这个瓶子里面一直有油。
And the more they pour oil, the more the vessels oil came out of the vessel.
他们把所有借来的器皿都倒满了。
All the vessels that they have a barrel, they fill it with oil.
一倒满呢，这个油就停止了。
After the vessel, after they fill all the vessel with oil, then We all stop.
什么时候那个油会停止呢
？When will the oil stop?
当那个器皿没有的时候。
When we have no vessels anymore.
所以今天这个问题啊，不是在水有没有油。
The problem is not whether God has oil or not.
问题也不是神要不要把那个油给我们。
The problem is not whether God will give us the oil or not.
问题是这个器皿有没有。
The problem is whether we have the vessel or not.
问题是那个器皿。空不空
？It's either the vessel is empty or not.
能不能够再盛装
？Can we keep on taking in oil?
这就是为什么我们需要讲器皿。
Today why should we speak concerning the matter of vessel?
为什么器皿是这样重要
？Why is the vessel that important?
我们的仇敌完全知道这件事。
The enemy knows this thing.
所以当在以色列的历史上的时候，当巴比伦来掳掠以色列的人的时候
，In the history of Israel when the people are captive to Babylon.
巴比伦王不但掳掠以色列的百姓
，not only the Babylonian king captured all the people.
他把圣殿里面一切的器皿都掳掠。
He captured all the vessels of the tabernacle.
因为他知道器皿的重要。
Because he knows the importance of the vessel.
他要把器皿都掳掠去了。
So he captured all the vessels in the tabernacle.
他不但掳掠那个器皿，
他把那个木匠、铁匠呢，都掳掠去了。
Not only he captured all the vessels, he captured all the smiths and all the craftsmen.
不但现在的器皿没有了。以色列人也没有办法再做新的器皿。
Not only they do not have the vessels anymore, they don't have the people to make vessels anymore.
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the subtlety of the enemy.
这也是今天仇敌的方法。
This is the way of the enemy.
今天不是没有器皿。
It's not that we do not have the vessel.
神拯救了好多好多的器皿。
The Lord has saved a lot of vessels.
神是不停工作的一个主。
Our God is a God who doesn't stop.
所以有许多的器皿被神拯救了。
He saved the Lord saved a lot of vessels.
但是很多的器皿都被掳在巴比伦。
But a lot of vessels have been captive in Babylon.
这个器皿在巴比伦就没有办法被使用。
When the vessel is in Babylon, they cannot be used by the Lord.
器皿要在什么地方才能被主所用呢？
When can the vessel be used by the Lord?
器皿需要在神的城里。
The vessel should be in the city of God.
器皿需要在神的殿里。
The vessel should be in the temple of God.
器皿需要在神的帐幕的里面。
The vessel should be in the tabernacle of God.
这是器皿的重要。
This is the importance of the vessel.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌比我们认识器皿认识的更清楚。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy knows the matter, the importance of the vessel more than we do.
所以他要把所有的器皿掳掠在巴比伦。
So he wants to captive all the vessels into Babylon.
这些器皿都是被神买赎回来的。
This vessel has been purchased by the Lord.
这些器皿已经被神所制造的。
And this vessel has been made by the Lord.
但是不能被神所用
but cannot be used by the Lord.
因为他们在巴比伦
because they are all in Babylon.
巴比伦就代表这个世界。
Babylon means the world.
这个世界掳掠了许多神的器皿。
The world has captured a lot of the vessels of the Lord.
这些被神所买回来的却不能被神所用。
Those who have been purchased, redeemed by the Lord, cannot be used by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是那个器皿？
Brothers and sisters, are we that vessel?
你我是不是那个在巴比伦的器皿？
Are we that vessel in Babylon?
如果我们是在那个巴比伦的器皿，
If we are that vessel in Babylon,
我们应该听到主的话。
We should hear the word of the Lord.
你在启示录的时候，他说一句话。
The Lord in the book of Revelation 6,
他说我的百姓，
Say, my people,
你们从巴比伦出来。
Come out of Babylon.
这是主的话。
This is the word of the Lord.
这主的话在末后的时代。
This is the word of the Lord in the last day.
这是主的话在末后的时代。对着这些被掳去的器皿所说的。
In the last day, the Lord said, "This is the word of the Lord in the last day concerning those people who are captive in Babylon."
我的百姓从巴比伦出来。
My people, come out of Babylon.
是要从巴比伦出来。
Come out of Babylon.
因为主要用你。
Because the Lord wants to use you.
我们不从巴比伦出来，主就不能用。
If we do not come out of Babylon, the Lord cannot use us.
我们今天想跟弟兄姊妹思想一下器皿的目的性。
Today we want to meditate concerning the importance of a vessel.
在神的手中里面，神要用器皿做什么事
？What are the words the Lord wants to use through a vessel？
我们先读旧的圣经。
Let's read some portion of the word。
撒母耳记下，
Second Samuel。
撒母耳记下十七章。
Second Samuel chapter 17。
二十七到二十九节。
27-29. I read it for the Bible, the brothers and sisters.
大卫到了马哈念，亚门族的拉巴人拉辖的儿子朔比，罗底巴人亚米利的儿子马吉，基列的罗基林人巴西来，带着被褥、盆碗、瓦器、荞麦、大麦、面麦、炒谷、豆子、红豆、炒豆、蜂蜜、奶油、绵羊、奶饼。供给大卫和跟随他的人吃，他们说：“您在旷野必饥渴困乏了。”弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这有一句话非常的摸着我。
There is a word that has been that touched me very much。
他说：“您在旷野必饥渴困乏了。
”All that are in the wilderness are hungry and thirsty。
在这里，大卫和跟随他的人在旷野。他们饥渴困乏了。
David and his followers are hungry and thirsty in the wilderness.
就神就差遣了三个人。
And the Lord asked three persons to come.
这三个人就拿着器皿，把那些东西供应给大卫。
These three persons bring a lot of vessels, putting a lot of riches in the vessel.
把大卫他们所最需要的东西及时供应给大卫和他的跟随的人。
In order to supply David and his followers.
所以这句话非常好。 So this word is very good.
他说您在旷野并饥渴困乏了。
Those who are in the wilderness are hungry, weary, and thirsty.
弟兄姊妹，从属灵的光点来看，今天我们所活在的这个世界实在是一个属灵的旷野。
In the spiritual perspective, the world today is a wilderness.
这个旷野的意思就是没有办法能够供应我们属灵的需要。
This wilderness means it cannot supply our spiritual needs.
我们在这个世界上无论怎么样找寻，不能够满足我们属灵的需要。
No matter how we search, it cannot fulfill our spiritual needs.
这属灵的需要需要有器皿来满足。
This spiritual need needs a vessel to fulfill it.
神实在是个丰富的神。
Our God is a rich God.
神这里有小麦有大麦。
Here we have wheat and the barley.
神有麦面有草谷。
There are the grains and the beans.
有豆子还有红豆。
The lentils and the pot.
有蜂蜜还有奶油。
And there are the butter and the honey.
但是器皿在什么地方？
But where is the vessel?
为什么他的百姓在旷野又饥又渴呢？
How come his people is hungry and thirsty in the wilderness?
最近我的儿子过生日。
My son had a birthday.
我当然要给他买一个 present.
So I need to buy a present for him.
所以我就带他到service merchandise.
I bring him to service merchandise.
在我进那个门以前呢，我就跟他约法三章。
I make a treaty with him before entering to the service merchandise.
我说枪不能买。
Do not buy gun. Poison.
那这去掉很多了。
So by him.
所以我就很放心，我就进去。
So I'm very I feel at peace before entering.
Also, 另外呢，我跟他有一个约定。
And I make another treaty.
我说你喜欢的东西，我也喜欢的东西，我们就买。
The thing you want and the thing I want, then we will buy it.
你喜欢的，我不喜欢的，我们就不买。
If the thing you want but I do not want it, we cannot buy it.
如果我喜欢的，你不喜欢的，我们也不买。
And if I want it and you don't want it, we will also not buy that.So go and look.
这就非常的困难。
And that will be very hard.
找了很久很久，他就拿来一个 Batman.
So he keep on searching, then he take a Batman.
Batman. 我说 Batman 不可以买。
Said do not buy Batman.
那有一个半 shelf 都是 Batman， 这都不能买。
The whole shelf is Batman, so they cannot buy it.
他就非常的失望。
So he was very disappointed.
但是 Batman 又不能买，那枪又不能买。
You cannot buy Batman, you cannot buy toy gun.
那些还有一些怪怪的那些东西也不能买。
And those are some weird stuff we cannot buy.
然后我们在那里一个钟头我们就出来了。
But after an hour we came out.
因为没有一样东西是他喜欢的，我也喜欢的。
Because not one thing is the thing he want and also what the thing I want.
没有一些东西在我的眼光里面是对孩子有益处的。
Because there is not one thing that is, you know, suitable to the boy.
对孩子来讲，那个地方是天堂一样。
To the boy, it is like heaven.
对我来看，那地方像旷野一样。
But to me, it's like a wilderness.
什么都没有。
Everything, there's nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天活在这个世界上就是这样。
Today, we are in this world, it's like a wilderness.
如果主让你看见这个地上像天堂一样，
If the Lord calls us to see that this world is like heaven, then be careful.
如果主让你看见这个地上像旷野一样
，But if the Lord calls you to see that this world is like a wilderness, then you are blessed. Because this is the beginning of the blessing.
这个世界是一个非常大而可畏的旷野。
Because this place is a barren, thirsty land.
我们在这个旷野里面什么也得不着。
Because in this wilderness, we cannot gain anything.
在属灵的生命里面，什么也得不到。
In the spiritual life, we cannot gain anything.
但是神却有这么多的丰富。
But God has such many riches.
我们在旷野里面什么也得不到。
In this wilderness, we cannot gain anything.
这就是为什么要有器皿。
That is because we need a vessel.
我们需要有器皿出来，把神的丰富盛装起来。
We need a vessel to come out to fill all the riches of God.
把神的丰富带给他的百姓。
The bringing God's riches to His people,
把这个丰富带给这个又饥又渴的人。
To bring these riches to those people who are hungry and thirsty.
许多的时候，我们讲到器皿的时候
，Every time we speak about vessel,
我们会想到这个器皿能够盛装。
We will think of what will this vessel fill.
但是有一件更重要的事
But there is one more important thing.
但是这个器皿, 要做给,
what will the vessel give?
器皿,
this vessel should give.
如果一个器皿不给的话, 它只能够盛装,
if the vessel can only fill and cannot give, then it can only fill in this little. This vessel should give.
不管那个器皿里面东西有多或少,
well, it doesn't matter whether the thing he fills is much more or much or less.
就是你的器皿里面剩下最后一点点的时候，你还是要给。
Even though your vessel only contains only very little, you should also give.
在那个撒勒法那个寡妇其实是这样吗？
Is that the condition of the widow?
她只有一团面。
He only had some flour.
她的瓶里面只有一点点的油。
And his vessel only had little oil.
只能够做一个饼。
Can only make one bread.
但是呢, 她愿意呢, 先做给, 做给这个先知吃。
But he is willing to make that into a bread to give it to the prophet.
然后他那一点点面呢, 就用了整个饥荒。
And this bread he used for the full famine.
都变成。
And it was not lacking.
这个里面的东西是要给出来。
So the thing we have, we should give.
我们越给里面就越多。
The more we give, the more we have.
这个我们里面的东西就成了活着的。
And this, the thing that is inside of us will become a living one.
我们不给的时候，我们里面的东西就死的。
Because if we do not give, the thing that is inside of us will become dead.
再多也没有用。
The more we have, it is of no use.
就算满出来也没有用。
Even though it was it overflow.
那都是死的。
It's altogether dead.
那不能够解除别人的饥渴。
It will never satisfy people's hunger.
但是如果我们成为一个给的人。
But if we become a person who gives,
不但我们里面不会减少,
not only inside of us we will not lessen,
我们成为一个活的器皿,
if we become a living vessel,
这是你的头一个目的,
this is the first purpose of the vessel,
就是供应别人的需要,
to fulfill the need of everyone.
我们再读一次圣经,
let's read another verse,
罗马书第九章,
Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 9, verse 21-24. I read it to the brothers and sisters.
窑匠难道没有权柄，从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗？ 倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐，宽容那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿。23节，又要将 他容丰盛的荣耀彰显那在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上，这器皿就是我们被神所造的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可能？这一段话告诉我们，这个器皿有一个目的。
This portion of the words tells us that the vessel had a purpose.
这个目的乃是盛装神丰盛的荣耀。
This vessel is to fulfill the riches of the glory of God.
这个器皿乃是预备要得荣耀的。
And this vessel is prepared to into glory, for glory.
这是一件宝贵的事情。
It's a very precious thing.
因为我们原来是一个卑贱的器皿。
Because we before are a lowly vessel.
但是神要把他的荣耀放在这个卑贱的器皿的里面。
But the Lord will put his glory into this lowly vessel.
要让这个器皿 成为一个荣耀的器皿,
causing this vessel to be a vessel of glory.
当一个器皿彰显出神的荣耀的时候,
when this vessel show forth the glory of God,
这个器皿就成为一个见证的器皿.
This vessel become a vessel of testimony.
只有当神的荣耀充满在我们里面的时候,
when the glory of God fills us,
我们才可能成为耶稣基督的见证.
Then we can become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
神把我们拯救来是为着这个目的.
The Lord saved us for this main purpose.
乃是为了要让我们 成为盛装他荣耀的器皿,
that we might become a vessel unto his glory.
我们读启示录的时候，我们都羡慕那个有根基的城。
When we read the book of Revelation, we admire that the city with a foundation.
弟兄姊妹都感觉这个城市何等的美丽。
We feel that this city is so good.
你有没有注意到这个城的每一个部分都是宝石？
Do you see that every portion of the city is a precious stone?
没有别的东西,
not of anything.
只有宝石,
altogether precious stone.
为什么神, 这么样的, 特别呢?
Why the Lord is so, that special?
为什么其他的东西都不要，单单要宝石？
He doesn't want anything except precious stone.
因为宝石是器皿。
Because the precious stone is a vessel.
宝石是一个光的器皿。
A precious stone is a vessel of light.
只有宝石能够盛装那个光。
Only that a precious stone can contain the light.
其他的石头不能。
All kinds of stone cannot.
因为它能够把神的荣耀装在它的里面。
Because he can contain the glory of God in this vessel.
并且能够把那个光散发出来。
And he can also show forth the light.
这个宝石实在让我们看见神要的是什么样的一个器皿。
So this precious stone calls us to see what kind of vessel he wants us to be.
神要一个器皿，乃是能够盛装他的荣耀。
He wants us to be a vessel that will contain His glory.
在创世以前
，Before the foundation of the world, He already had this purpose.
所以在约翰福音的时候，他说：“看哪，有一个人可以盛装他的器皿。”
He said in the book of John, He said, "Behold, there is a man who can contain His glory."
到启示录的时候，他不但找到了一个器皿，他找到了好多好多的器皿。
Not only in the book of Revelation, not only he can find.A man, he can find a group of vessels that contain his glory.
每一块宝石都是盛装神的荣耀。
Every precious stone can contain his glory.
在一起就成为了新耶路撒冷。
And by being together, it becomes the new Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的时候，我们读到所罗门建圣殿。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible concerning Solomon building the temple,
在所有的器皿都预备好的时候
，all the vessels are prepared.
圣经上就记载这样说。
Then the Bible said,
他说神的荣光。就充满殿
，that the glory of the Lord fill the whole place。
那个殿里面呢有云啊
，and in the temple there is a cloud。
到一个程度呢，祭司就不能够供职了。
To such an extent, the priest cannot minister。
我实在是羡慕这样的光景。
I really admire that such kind of situation。
神的荣耀充满在器皿的里面。
The glory of the Lord filled all the vessels。
到一个地步，不需要服侍。
To such an extent, we don't need the service.
不需要祭司了。
We don't need the priest.
神的荣耀已经在每一个器皿的里面。
All the glory of God has been filled in every vessel.
神的荣耀已经充满在那个圣殿的里面。
The glory of the Lord filled the whole temple.
或许有一天我们就是不需要讲道了。
To such an extent, when we meet, we don't need preaching anymore in the meeting.
或许有一天我们不需要领诗歌了。
We don't need the leading of the hymn.
因为神把他的荣耀装在每一个器皿的里面。
Because the glory of the Lord has been filled in every vessel.
哪里需要一个人讲道呢？
Do we really need a preacher?
不需要一个人来领诗歌了。
We don't need a person who lead the hymn.
每一个都是盛装主的荣耀。
Because everyone has been filled with the glory of the Lord.
这个宝石你不能说你不要发发光啊。
We cannot tell the precious stone do not show forth your light.
不可能的嘛。
We cannot.
因为只要羔羊在那个地方，那个宝石一定要发光的。
As long as there is the light, then the precious stone should forth the light.
因为我们还不是那个宝石
，Are we not that precious stone？
但是我们里面有那个宝石的成分。
No. Today we are not yet that precious stone, but we have the element of the precious stone.
所以当主来到我们当中的时候
，When the Lord comes in our midst，
我们还看不见这个宝石的光辉。
We cannot see the light of the precious stone.
但是主应许我们
，But the Lord promises us，
有一天我们都要成为宝石。
One day we will all become precious stone.
当这个宝石成型的时候
，When the precious stone is formed。
要基督一出现
，when Christ appears，
那个地方就充满了荣耀。
All the whole place will be filled with the glory of the Lord，
不需要讲道的
，there's no need of preaching，
也不需要唱诗预备预备的
，there's no need for preparation in singing hymns，
只要基督在那
，as long as Christ is there，
就是唯一的一个 requirement，the
one the only unique requirement，
因为宝石不会产生光
，because the precious stone cannot produce light，
这个宝石只会反射光。
The precious stone can only reflect the light.
只要基督在那里
，as long as Christ is there,
那里有光源了
，there is the source of light.
那个地级就充满了主的荣耀。
Then the whole place is filled with the glory of the Lord.
这是神的心意。
This is the purpose of God.
神的心意不是拣选一大堆石头，然后拣选一个宝石。
The purpose of the Lord is not to collect a lot of stones, and in the midst there is a precious stone.
然后那个宝石很大
，and this precious stone is so big.
那反射神的光就照亮全部的石头。
And the light of the Lord is reflected through this one precious stone.
你看看这个，你是不是找不到这样的一个
？We cannot see this kind of a city in the Book of Revelation.
全部是石头造的。
Everything is made with stone.
中间有一个大宝石
，but there is a big stone.
或者十二个大宝石
，or 12 big stones.
照亮十二个地方
To show forth in these places.
这不是什么心意。
This is not the purpose of God.
什么心意？是每一个都是宝石。
The purpose of God is everyone is a precious stone.
从那个城的根基是宝石。
Beginning from the foundation of the city,
城的门是宝石。
The door of the temple is the city is a precious stone.
城的街道是宝石。
The road, the street is made of precious stone.
器皿乃是盛装主的。
And the vessel is to contain the glory of the Lord.
乃是彰显神的。
To express the glory of the Lord.
第三，我们再念一处圣经，约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19. Gospel of John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。二十九节。
Verse 29.
有一个器皿，盛满了醋，放在那里。他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神。可以想到，当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
，When the Lord was nailed on the cross，
当他喝了人的灵露以后
，After he had been mocked by man，
他发现他渴了
，When he suddenly feel he is thirsty。
我们主在十字架上没有说很多的话。
The Lord spoke a lot of words on the cross.
其中有一句就是我渴了。
But there is one word he spoke, I thirst.
这一位神乃是创造宇宙的那位神。
Because our God is the God who created the universe.
这个神乃是创造天地的那位神。
He's the person who created the heaven and the earth.
这位神乃是承受万有的那位神。
He's the one who has all things.
但是这个时候他挂在十字架上。
But this one day he was on the cross.
他说他渴了。
He said, I thirst.He said, I thirst.
有谁听见呢?
Who has heard this thing?
但是这里有一个器皿。
Praise the Lord, there is one vessel.
这有一个小小的器皿。
A very small vessel.
它盛了一点点醋。
He put on some vinegar.
在这个时候，这个小的器皿满足了主的需要。
This small vessel fills the need of the Lord.
这地上可能有很多大的器皿。
Today in this world, we might have a lot of big vessels.
但是真正的器皿是为了满足神。
But the real vessel is to fulfill, satisfy God's heart's desire.
这里有一个小小的器皿。
There is a small vessel.
在那个时候，满足了主耶稣的心。
He has satisfied the thirst of the Lord.
有谁能够满足神呢？
Who can satisfy God?
耶稣在地上的时候，从来不住在耶路撒冷的城。
When the Lord was on earth, he never lived in the city of Jerusalem.
难道耶路撒冷里面没有好的器皿吗？
Is there no vessel in the city of Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷里面充满了好的器皿。
In the city of Jerusalem, there are still a lot of vessels.
但是这些器皿不能够满足神的需要。
But this vessel cannot satisfy God's heart's desire.
他必须要到伯大尼。
He needs to come to Bethany.
他就要到伯大尼那个不起眼的一个地方。
He needs to come to Bethany.
那里有一个家。
There is a home.
他这个家，他们的心乃是为了满足神的需要。
This home has a heart to fulfill or satisfy God's heart.
这是器皿。
This is a vessel.
这是器皿。
This is a vessel.
所以我们的器皿的目的乃是满足我们神的需要。
The purpose of the vessel is to satisfy God's heart.
在圣经里面
，in the Bible，
很多地方讲到乐器。
In the Bible, it took a lot of times concerning instruments.
这些都应该翻作音乐的器皿。
Musical, we should translate into musical vessel.
因为那个字呢，都是跟那个器皿同样一个字。
Because instrument and vessel are synonymous.
为什么需要有乐器？
Why do we need musical instruments?
这个乐器只有一个目的。
Because the purpose of the instrument has only one
purpose.
One purpose.
就是要满足神的心。
To satisfy God's heart.
你我是不是愿意成为这个器皿？
Do you want to become this vessel?
当我们想到器皿的时候，我们常常会觉得我们要做什么样的一个器皿？
Every time we think of vessel, we think that we want to be that kind of a vessel.
我们盼望我们里面盛装什么样的一个东西？
We want to This vessel wants to feel something else.
弟兄姊妹，那并不是最重要的一件事。
This is not the most important thing.
最重要的一件事是你这个器皿是不是能够满足神的需要。
The most important thing is that this vessel will satisfy God's heart.
当这个神，这个创造宇宙的神挂在十字架上的时候，是不是你成为那个装醋的那个器皿？
When the God who created the heaven and the earth was nailed on the cross, are we that vessel who can satisfy His thirst?
在那个时候。满足了耶稣的需要。
This vessel has satisfied the thirst of the Lord.
我们再读一次的圣经。
Let's read another verse.
希伯来书十一章第七节。希伯来书
Hebrews chapter 11,
第七节,
verse 7.
挪亚因着信, 既蒙神指示他未见的事, 动了敬畏的心, 预备了一只方舟, 使他全家得救, 因此就定了那世代的罪, 自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Okay, let's read in verse 7, okay? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
我们再读一处, 也是在希伯来书第九章第二节,
chapter 9, verse 2, Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 2.
因为有预备的帐幕,
verse 2, for there was a tabernacle prepared, instead of made, we can say it is prepared. For there is a tabernacle prepared.
这里那个字, 预备, 中文是非常正确,
the word made in, to be translated into prepared.
很多圣经都翻成, 建造, 或者是建立,
Some other version translate to made or set up or create.
只有 recovery version 翻成是预备.
Only the recovery version has translated into prepared.
这是一个正确的翻译.
This is a right translation.
这里说到那个帐幕是神所预备.
This tabernacle is prepared by God.
这里讲到那个方舟也是挪亚在那里预备.
This ark has been prepared by Noah.
在希腊字的里面,
in the Greek,
很多的字都可以组成一个 family.
The words can become a family.
每一个 family 的 word里面呢, 是有一个 parent 或者说 root.
In the group of words, there is a root word.
那个字根呢, 就是一个重要的字.
The root word is the most important word.
好像说这个家,
for example, home.
这是一个字根.
It is a root word.
同样的, 姓名, 在希腊文字里面也是一个字根。
Vessel is also a root word.
那从这个字根里面呢, 有许多的字就产生出来。
And because of this root word, produce a lot of words.
其中有一个字, 就是预备。
One of the words is prepared.
这个预备跟这个vessel是有关系。
The word prepared and vessel have some connection.
有两个意思在里面。
Two meanings.
一方面, 我们如果要达到这个器皿的话, 就要有预备。
If we want to attain this vessel, then we need to prepare.
另外一方面, 如果要预备的话, 就要有器皿。
If we need to prepare, we need a vessel.
神在永恒里面, 在预备一件事。
In the eternity past, the Lord is preparing.
神在预备那个新耶路撒冷。
He's preparing the new Jerusalem.
他在预备那个天上的帐幕。
He's preparing the heavenly tabernacle.
所以在这个预备的里面，神需要器皿。
So in this preparing, he needs vessel.
所以我们讲到这个器皿的目的的时候，最重要的这个器皿，是为了预备。
So when we speak concerning the vessel, we need to be prepared.
为什么器皿是供应的呢？ 为什么器皿是供应人的需要呢？
Why is the vessel, the purpose of the vessel to satisfy people's want?
因为神要预备一件。
Because the Lord is preparing one thing.
为什么神要把荣耀充满在这个器皿的里面?
How come the Lord is filling the glory in this vessel?
因为神在预备一件。
Because the Lord is preparing one thing.
我们需要知道神预备。
What is the Lord preparing of?
实在是一件重要的事。
It's a very important matter.
预备这个字呢，可以分成两部分。
The word prepare can be divided into two parts.
你如果看的话，可以两个，可以说是两个字在里面。
This word prepare is made of two words.
一个字呢就是器皿,
one is vessel,
另外呢就是照着, according.
According.
所以照着这个器皿,
according to this vessel,
就是一个,
it means prepare.
今天我们照着哪一个器皿?
Today, according to what vessel are we?
我们还是照着耶稣基督。
We are according to Jesus Christ.
那我们在地上, 我们生活行事的时候,
today on earth when we are doing things,
我们怎么样能够成为一个预备的人?
How can we be a person of preparedness?
我们怎样能够预备, 在神的预备里面有份?
How can we be part of God's preparing?
我们要照着这个器皿。
we should be according to this vessel,
照着基督
according to Christ.
今天是一个挪亚的时代。
Today is the time of Noah.
虽然我们很多地方跟挪亚的时代不是完全一样。
Even though the, at the time of Noah and the time today is not exactly the same,
但是在属灵的里面有许多相似的地方。
But in spiritual matter, it's somewhat the same.
在挪亚的时代最重要的一件事是什么呢？
In Noah's time, what is the most important thing? Is to prepare.
要预备那个方舟。
To prepare the ark.
Noah 是在建造一个方舟。
The Noah is building up an ark.
但是呢，在希伯来书里面并没有说 Noah 建造那个方舟。
But in the book of Hebrew, it doesn't say Noah is building an ark.
他说 Noah 预备那个方舟。
Rather, he said Noah is preparing an ark.
这个预备比那个建造的意思要多一点。
Because the word prepare is more than the word building up.
这个预备还是要 把一些事情准备好为了一个目的。
Because prepare means to prepare something in order to accomplish a purpose.
我们可以在那里建造一个东西。
Maybe we can build up something.
如果我们建造那东西没有目的的话，
if we build up something without any purpose,
这个不是预备。
That is not preparing.
我们每天都在建造。
Every day we are building.
不管你知道不知道
，whether you know it or not，
每天我们都在建造。
Every day we are building up。
我们从早上建造到晚上。
We are building from morning to evening。
但是那个建造是不是预备
？But is this building preparing？
但这个建造是不是跟神永恒的旨意有关系
？Is this preparing or building has some connection with God's eternal purpose？
这个预备是不是跟那个永恒的庆宴有关系
？Is this preparing has some connection with the vessels in eternity？
这个预备是不是参与那个庆宴？
Is this preparing according to the vessel?
这实在需要我们在神面前。
We should meditate this matter before the Lord.
在挪亚的时代
，In the time of Noah,
挪亚做了一件事，预备的。
Noah has done one thing. He prepared an ark.
你我是不是在预备
？Are we preparing?
还是我们只是在建
？Or are we just building?
有四个目的，信念有四个目的。
The vessel has four purpose.
头一个目的。是成为供应。
This vessel should be a vessel of supply.
在这个旷野的里面，神的儿女需要神的供应。
In this wilderness, the children of God need the supply.
这个供应需要有信心。
In this, in order to have the supply, we need the vessel.
需要信心，也需要彰显神的荣耀。
Secondly, the vessel needs to manifest God's glory.
这个器皿不能装这个世界，就装神的荣耀。
This vessel cannot contain both the world and God.
这两件事情是不能在一起的。
These two things cannot be in one.
是需要做一个选择。
So we need to make a selection.
这个器皿里面到底要装什么
？This vessel should contain what?
是这个世界呢
？Should we contain the world?
还是神的荣耀
？Or contain the glory of God?
如果这个器皿装的是神的荣耀
，If this vessel contains the glory of God,
就是耶稣基督的见证。
Then we become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个器皿它需要满足神。
This vessel is to satisfy God.
这是一个最好的一个衡量的标准。
This is the best yardstick.
我们要常常用这个标准来衡量我们自己。
We always use this yardstick to measure ourselves.
今天我们在建造。
We are building up.
是不是为了满足神
？Are we here to satisfy God?
今天我们在这里努力。
We are here for diligence.
是不是为了神
？Are we here for God?
还是为了其他的
？Or are we for other matters?
所有的器皿。
All the vessels.
都是为了神永恒的器皿。
Are all together for the vessel in eternity. That is the New Jerusalem. May this New Jerusalem capture us. That every day in our daily living we can be a person who prepares. Now we come to the last part, the formation of the vessel.
怎么样可以产生器皿
？How can we become a vessel？
如果器皿是这样的重要
，If this vessel is this important，
如果器皿跟神的旨意是这样有关系
，If this vessel is connected with God's eternal purpose，
怎么样我们可以成为那个器皿
？How can we be that vessel？
在使徒行传里面，主说了一句话
，In the book of Acts， the Lord spoke。
那个时候亚拿尼亚很害怕
，Ananias was so afraid。
神要亚拿尼亚去看那个叫扫罗的人。
Ananias was asked by the Lord to go to look for Saul of Tarsus.
那扫罗在那个时候是一个专门杀害基督徒的人。
Saul was a person who persecuted the Christian.
所以亚拿尼亚就很紧张。
So Ananias was so afraid.
那主就跟他说一句话。
Lord said,
他说你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
他说 那个人是我所拣选的。
This person is a vessel unto me.
就指的器皿，乃是神所拣选。
The vessel is chosen by God.
不是我们自己拣选。
Not we choose ourselves.
如果我们来拣选的话，我们都要做金灯台。
If we choose ourselves, I want to be a golden lampstand.
有谁不希望做金灯台呢？
Who doesn't want to be a golden lampstand?
这多美丽呢！
It's so beautiful.
而且可以照亮在那个圣城。
It can shoot forth light in the whole tabernacle.
就是不能做金灯台的话，其次要做那橙色饼的桌。
If we cannot be the golden lampstand, at least I will become the shewbread table.
这个桌子也是很好的。
And this shewbread table is so good also.
满足许多人的需要。
It will satisfy a lot of people.
但其次。再不行的话
，If I'm not the shewbread table，
那要做那个金香台。
At least I will be the incense bearer。
那有十六的香从我这里延伸到升到什么里面
？And this incense altar will shew forth the aroma to God。
感谢神，不是我们自己拣选。
But today we have not chosen ourselves。
如果我们今天我们每一个人都自己拣选做什么器皿的话
，If every one of us will choose for ourselves, the people will become a vessel of God。
那会幕永远建不起来。
Then the tabernacle will never be erected。
这个金灯台
，10 golden lampstand，
这个橙色饼的桌子
，10 silver table，
这个金香台
，10 incense altar，
没有一个人要做钻子，钻子
，both， no one wants to be the both，
没有一个人愿意做一块布幔
，no one wants to be a piece of cloth，
那这个会幕怎么做的
？Then how can the tabernacle be erected？
会幕里面每一样东西都是
，in the tabernacle， everything in the tabernacle is a vessel。
不只是那个金灯台是器皿
，Not only the golden lampstand is a vessel，
每一样小的东西都是器皿
，Every small thing is a vessel。
神怎么样量那个